You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by Rusty Jones.
We're here because we're celebrating Playhouse in the Park's shows for the holidays, and right?
That's right, and there's
yes, ma'am.
All right, we're all agreed now. Now
not
let's
a lot
talk
left
about
either.
This silly Junie B. and Jingle Bells Batman Smells.
Is that a title or what?
I've always suspected that Batman Smells.
I always watch Asia out there giggle when we say Junie B., Jingle Bells Batman Smells. It's just a wonderful title. If you've got kids out there, you are probably familiar because your kids are familiar with the Junie B. Jones book series. For young kids, it's about a very precocious first grader and all of her friends and her adventures that she has in school. And this one is taken from one of those books where she has in her class a secret Santa situation set up, and she is going to go after the girl in class that she has a rivalry with. But she doesn't actually do it, and she learns something positive about Christmas and has a wonderful experience. And it's going to be performed by little kids, not by adults pretending to be kids. So it'll be adorable and wonderful and a great thing to take kids to and to take everybody to. It's very G-rated. It's terrific.
But that's just part of the story.
That's just part of the story. That's the first half of the show. So that one runs, about 45 minutes or so. Then we have our intermission where people get their popcorn and whatnot. And then they come back in and they see a whole other group of kids perform a Charlie Brown Christmas, the same Charlie Brown Christmas special that people see on TV every single year since they first produced it in something like 1904 or whenever it was.
Are you directing either of these?
I'm not directing either of these. I'm just on the Playhouse board for these, so I'm helping to support them. I'm directing something next season, but this is Lisa Cope directing these, and she works with children so well and produces such wonderful work.
And the reason she's not here today is because she has lost her voice.
Exactly right.
Imagine that.
When you're working with little kids, imagine losing your voice. How many times can you say, okay, please, let's do this, before you lose your voice?
How many little kids in all, you reckon?
I think in grand total, it's something around 25 total.
Oh, it gives me the shivers.
Oh, that's nothing. The summer camp usually has something like 110 kids running around. It's absolutely amazing. So you get to actually have two shows for the price of one with two different casts, all with young people, all in the Christmas spirit. It's terrific for the family. It's terrific for everybody. So get those tickets now because they are going fast. There's not too many left.
So my word from Lisa is that if you call now, it's iffy if you get any tickets this weekend.
Correct.
But next weekend, Saturday and Sunday are still available, and the performances are?
Friday and Saturdays, they're at 7 o'clock, and Sundays, they're at 2:30 in the afternoon. You can go to playhouseinthepark.net to see what tickets are available online, or you could call 270-759-1752 and see what is available more for next weekend, certainly for this weekend.
Next season.
Next season.
You've apparently set the bill.
We have set the bill. It's going to be terrific at Playhouse in the Park. We've got some favorite shows and some new things. We've got Arsenic and Old Lace, which will be the first one coming up. That one's going to be terrific. Diary of Anne Frank.
Ooh.
Yes, and we're actually working with, hopefully we'll be working with someone who's actually a Holocaust survivor who will be coming in and talking about that whole experience connected to Anne Frank. So that'll be very interesting. Got the musical Oklahoma, which everybody loves. It's terrific. A hilarious comedy called Noises Off. A great musical called Catch Me If You Can that's based on the film with Leonardo DiCaprio, which is actually really quite good. And then the Christmas season will be Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. But there's also some smaller projects like Forever Plaid, which is a musical, and Summer Camp, of course, and we'll be doing our Penguin Project again. Rent, we're striking out to do something a little bit more different.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit more adult, which will happen a little bit later in the nighttime. So we draw in some adult kind of audiences for that. It's going to be a fantastic season. Hope to get the community involved with that one. Come on out and audition. It's terrific.
We're talking about Playhouse in the Park in Murray. And if you haven't been, you ought to go. And especially for this show, this Junie B. in Jingle Bells Batman Smells.
Indeed. And a Charlie Brown Christmas that happens after the intermission. So,
okay.
I don't believe Batman makes an appearance in this, as far as I know.
Why do we have to say Batman Smells then?
I'm not sure. I am not sure. Because it makes Asia giggle, that's why.
It makes everybody giggle. It's just a silly title.
The whole show makes people giggle. It's terrific.
Excellent. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure.